What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. How the Rangers went from being a potential sellers to creating an actual factual division title race. And
by scoring runs.
That is true. There's even more to it, dare I say. But if you missed the breaking news in the last segment, Emmanuel Clase is on the list of players that potentially gambled on baseball. That is being investigated. He has been placed on paid leave right now, so one would assume, and that takes him off the board for the trade deadline. And see, while it might have been a dumb move for the Rangers to originally trade him away, at least they didn't make another dumb move by trading back for him.
Boss brought up an interesting question, and that is, if you had made a trade last week, the league office would have had to have known that this was on the way,
you
right?
You would think. So I would think that,
so
yeah.
They wouldn't let you do, either they wouldn't let you do it, or after it happens, they're like, hey.
Do you think they'd have to be like, hey, don't trade for that guy?
Yeah, this isn't going to work out for you. Just trust us on this one for sure.
Just don't trade for
that. Real quick, Kevin, I just wanted to, Ken Rosenthal on Foul Territory this morning said Rangers are looking for a right-handed bat and high-leverage relievers. He said they will be active at the trade deadline. So that is what we're waiting on, man, is to see how active and how far they decide. I think that if you're Chris Young right now, if I'm Chris Young, I'm looking at this team going, they've shown me. It's time.
I'm with you on that. You just got to remember this team doesn't really have any money.
Yeah, so no, I got it.
So just be
prepared.
Maybe I go
knock on the boss's door and I say,
hey,
let's get some money.
Look, if they can make that happen, then great.
I want some money.
I'm all for that. But
How much is a World Series worth to you?
I mean, I think he's already told them not that much. Not as much as what you're asking to go above the threshold of. Hold on. Did you say that they needed a right-handed bat?
Right-handed bat.
That makes sense because Jock Peterson was already, he's back, and he's already in early season form. As he came back his first game in a couple of months, and for some reason they put him in the middle of the lineup, he went 0-for-4.
That's where he'll be if
with
he's
a strikeout. Why?
Because, well, if he's hitting, that's where he'll be because that's what they want. They want a left-handed potential power bat there. If he's hitting, he's not.
Fine. Make the trade with the Dodgers for Outman, and he can go in the middle of the lineup. That was actually a really fun thing
that we've had
that we had at the Dodgers game because he's had a rough season.
Somebody else got out on his at bat, and that's why his name was continued to be Outman. But with Jock Peterson, there were times, Kevin, he looked just as lost as he did earlier in the season, too. And that's very frustrating.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And consider this. When people said he was turning it around, when you looked at the month of May, he hit 167 with a 688 OPS. So that was the good version of it, by the way. But he's back, and let's see what happens.
Well, hold on, Kevin.
If you can get somebody to take that salary, then I'd be impressed.
Do you trust Boach?
Yes.
Do you trust Chris Young?
Yeah, mostly, yeah.
You got your World Series.
They did.
So, for right now, even though the dude's 0-for-4 in his first game,
yeah.
I will continue to trust whatever their plan is. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, we had to change the standards for him so much. Because, like, he was on fire before he got hurt. I think he's 2-for-15 or something like that, which for him was on fire.
Considering he was like a .060 batting average at one point.
Honestly, I do hope it turns around because I do love the Rangers, and you're not going to be able to get rid of that money, so hopefully it works.
True.
All right.
True.
Last 15 games. Rangers. Or, I'm sorry, 16 games. Rangers, 12-4. Astros, 5-11. In the span of 16 games, you've picked up 7 games on the Astros. So 16 games ago, you were 11 games back. Mm-hmm. Now you're 4 games back.
Yeah.
That is the proper reaction, yeah. Other Corey.
And I know, we're going to get at least one text that's like, they're missing 13 of their starters. They're basically rolling out of minor league team.
Yeah.
That's going to happen on the
fan
text.
Guess what? They suck.
And the Rangers have had injuries as well, and their team wasn't playing well. And look at what happens when they are playing well. So here we are with this. This is great to see them making this run. How'd they do it, though, Kevin?
Okay. It's a great question. Let's talk about their offense. You brought up their offense. Feels fair to talk about it. When the calendar flipped to July, they went to the next level. Right. So we've talked about how they started surging. Well, the way compared to what they were, it's kind of Jock Peterson-esque surge. While Marcus Semien was taking off, the Rangers started to do significantly better. Once we got to the month of July, they have been slashing at .252 batting average, .327 on base percentage, and .428. Slugging. If you're like, all right, I need some context. Good call. That puts them at 11th in batting average, 4th in on-base percentage, and 9th in slugging. All right. How is that translated into the number that you probably care about the most? Runs. In the month of June, while they picked it up, they were still only 25th in runs scored. So far in the month of July, they're 2nd.
Oh, really?
In runs scored. And so it has been.
That's a lot better.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah,
it is a lot better. And so offense has been a huge part of this. And that's not to diminish the pitching whatsoever. But unfortunately, we've got spoiled that this has been the most amazing pitching staff ever. And if you think we're discounting it, go back to our segment last week where we literally said this is looks like it's going to go down as maybe the best pitching season the Rangers have had ever.
Quite honestly. The offense is what's kept this team from being, let's see, where's our record at right now?
They should have the best record in baseball.
I mean, yeah, 20 losses. Yes. Is kind of like, I'm dead serious. I feel like this the way the pitching staff has been, if the offense was just good, then we would be in a different situation by far. Probably so far out ahead that we wouldn't even be discussing trade deadline. We're like, no, we're that good right now.
But by the way, that has carried over as well. All right, here are the number of runs the Rangers have surrendered in the second half of the season. 0, 1, 2, 2, 2, 1, 3, 5, and 1.
That's pretty good.
That is amazing. So you look at these three series.
And that's, Kevin, it's not Jacob DeGrom and Nathan Eovaldi every night. No, you're rolling out young pitchers.
Yeah, and that's your bullpen as well.
Yeah.
No, but you're absolutely right about that. So in 9 games, you have given up more than 2 runs twice. And the 2 times was 3 and 5.
Yeah.
And that 5.
Those are going to happen.
And by the way, that 5. That was an extra innings game.
There you go.
That you beat Atlanta in. Although I don't think Atlanta actually scored in the 10th, if I remember correctly. So I don't mean to discount the pitching whatsoever. We have just gotten spoiled at how amazing they've been. Now, I want to go back to Chris Young, who you can hear every Monday. Hey, guess what? That's today. On the G-Bag Nation. He said, I look back.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you.
Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
On 2023, we went 40-20 in our first 60 games. After that, the next 102, we were two games under 500.
Right.
Every season has a different ebb and flow. My hope is that the next 62 games are our best 62 games of the season. Corey, in the six games since then, they have gone 6-0.
Sounds like he's living up to his hope.
Yes.
And the other thing, Kevin, is you notice how Bochy's never wavered this season? Isn't that another?
That's
like,
probably what's gotten him
this,
here.
This is another guy. Really yeah. Fine. Every year he's just like, I understand from day to day, there's going to be ups and downs. It's a long season. You know, we say those words,
sure,
but that dude has lived it. So yeah, he's like, no, just whenever it comes around, I believe that their talent is in them. They just got to find it themselves. And once they do, everybody's in trouble. And I think one of the things that Bochy's really good at, he is a master at it, as once you have found your confidence, he knows how to maximize it. And so, and as Derek told us, and as we watched, when you have the hot hand, you play. And he's found a group right now that has the hot hand. He keeps rolling them out there. The offense has to support this pitching staff. This pitching staff, as we said last week, Kevin, we don't think that at least two of them are going to disappear anytime soon,
sure,
regarding their output, because that's just what they have been historically. It's the other ones we're interested to see, can they keep that level up? The surprise of Patrick Corbin, you know, doing what he's doing and so forth.
And here's another thing, and we've talked about this plenty, but like, let's put it into action right here, right now. 8-1 in the second half of the season thus far. If you're like, they didn't play, the teams that they played weren't very good. I always think there's some revisionist stuff happening on there because the Tigers are in a slump now, mm-hmm, and they've absolutely been in a slump. But when you started that series against the Tigers had the best record in baseball. All right, but take a look at the next three series.
What about the Astros?
I mean, when
any good?
When hopefully you inevitably beat the Astros,
we're going to, Kevin.
Then if people want to complain because they're no good, I'll be like, great. I'm glad to see them not in the playoffs.
When I say that, I say it because they're considered good.
Right.
They got beat by the A's, who are considered bad. But we just beat the A's. We just took down the A's very easily. And, you know, like, that revisionist history
that's
for
fine.
All of it.
Fine. Well, let's stick with that exact same line of logic, though. All right. You play the Angels starting today, which, again, you can hear all those games right here on 105.3 The Fan. Oh, the Angels aren't very good. Okay, great. Except then you play Seattle. Seattle has... they've been solid throughout the year. They've absolutely been solid. And if you don't think they're that great, fine. Except, let's go to the next series. You have the Yankees. Oh, they might not have Aaron Judge at the time. Okay, great. Except, My point is, that's 10 games. And if you want to make excuses for all of those teams not being good, I would love to tag on an 8-2 or 7-3 record and be like, okay, cool. Like, I would love to be sitting here in 10 days or in Germany, and the Rangers are 64-52, and people are like, we haven't beaten anybody good. And I'll be like, I know. And somehow we're in first place in the division. Works for me. You know, like, I'm totally fine with that.
From the 561, was Seager hurt early in the season and we didn't know about it? No, we knew about it.
Yeah.
Like, he had time off. And Corey Seager does not, I don't think he heals fast.
Right.
He plays through injuries, though, that we
sometimes
do.
Against yeah. better judgment.
Like the World Series. So you're, hey, we needed him. And yeah. it was the right time to do it.
Absolutely.
But he, you know, and then somebody said, so what if this offense goes cold again? That's a great question. I don't think it's going to be as bad as we saw it. If that's fair. I don't think it'll ever be as bad as it was in the first half of the season again.
And I guess you can take this as a positive. Again, go back to the Detroit series. In those three games, they scored 7 runs and they won the series.
Yeah.
So the pitching hasn't gone anywhere. I know, obviously, we had a flutter, especially with the bullpen, and that's one of the reasons, Corey, you brought us the news from Rosenthal that they're looking for another high leverage arm. You've already seen how they started to incorporate John Gray.
High leverage relievers.
Oh, multiple?
That was the one that surprised me the most, was it had an S on the end of it. Now, I don't know if that was a typo, Kevin.
Okay. Well, let's assume it was not. Otherwise, that's some tough fact-checking right or editing right there. All right, so let's say you go with multiple. Would that not lead you to believe that they're really stoked about the role that John Gray has right now? Or maybe they're thinking about him moving him back in as a starter if any of the Rangers starters falter, if they only go one? I think you've already seen the opportunity that you want to see more from John Gray in high-leverage situations. By the way, one more thing I wanted to mention about John Gray. Did you hear what he said about the Rangers fans that was just the coolest?
That they're the best?
Yes. But also he added specifically, he goes, like, they don't forget their guys and they don't forget the people who helped this team win a World Series. And that's really cool.
Yeah, we do. We love them. And we want, that's the thing I said before, Kevin, as we were discussing trading, you know, Adolis and trading these, I was like, I kind of want to do one more run with this group. See sure. if they can't do sure. it and see if we can't go, you know what? It's more than just one World Series that we get to celebrate with those guys. It's a little bit more because that was the core. That was that group that we got to watch be built, and then we got to watch grow into champions.
And with just a few days until the trade deadline, I thought this was spot on from Higashioka. It's kind of make or break, especially if we want to be in contention and not have this team dismantled. We know what we're capable of. And we've had our moments, but we haven't really put together that consistency we need yet. Hopefully that's happening right now. And I think we've moved beyond the point where it feels very unlikely that this team would get dismantled in the next 3 days. That would be very confusing to me. But also, to your point at the very beginning of the segment, you're seeing the reasons why the Rangers would go out and add. And I can't wait to see how they pull that balancing act off, because it's going to be tight.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it will. It'll be fun.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.